This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, does your cat have a problem with its joints? And a new way to hydrate your pets. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the thedoggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here is an alarming statistic. More than two-thirds of dogs and cats have oral health disease by the age of three, and one of the indicators is bad breath. Do your pets have a healthy mouth? Do you cringe when it's time for a kiss or a snuggle? Let's get to the cause. Harmful bacteria in their mouth. And bad breath is just the start. The bad bacteria cause tartar and oral disease, which can lead to serious overall health problems. It's critical to make sure your pet's oral health is the best it can be, as good dental health is key to optimizing their overall health. Now, good news. It's easy and affordable to improve their oral health with Probiora Pet. Just one scoop of this dental care probiotic mixed into their food daily floods the mouth with positive bacteria, which crowds out the bad. This means better oral health and fresher breath. Probiora Pet is an all-natural dental care probiotic. It's odor and taste-free, so your pets will still enjoy their chow. We want to keep your pets healthy. During National Pet Oral Health Month, our listeners can save 10%. Go to ProbioraPet.com and use PLR10 at checkout. That's ProbioraPet.com. Use PLR10 at checkout to save 10%.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I'm here with Monica Layton, owner of Professional Pet Sitting. And Monica, for our feline pet parents out there, there's something called DJD, which is in cats. Could you explain that and go into it in depth for our feline pet parents?
Absolutely. So DJD is degenerative joint disease, and it's kind of easily explained as feline arthritis, and it is extremely common in cats. So many older cats have this issue that is oftentimes overlooked. DJD occurs when the cartilage, like the firm connective tissue that connects from the ends of the bones within that joint, is worn away. The lack of cartilage in the joint can cause chronic pain. It can definitely lead to a poor quality of life for our feline friends, unfortunately. Cats with degenerative joint disease most commonly have pain in like their lower back, their elbows, their knees, their hips, their shoulders, the hocks, which is like kind of the equivalent to our ankles. And most studies show that over 92% of cats have degenerative joint disease. So you may think that degenerative joint disease only occurs in older cats. However, even young cats get it and have it. And you just may not notice it until the condition worsens with age, because we've learned cats are chameleons. They mask things so well. For the owner, it is crucial to find out if your cat does have degenerative joint disease, because as you know, like their normal temperature, their disposition, their routines and activities, all of these things can be telltale signs. So most things, you go to the veterinarian and think the veterinarian is going to know best. And when it comes to degenerative joint disease, the owner is actually the most critical way to find out if the pet does have degenerative joint disease. Because we talk about pets being chameleons and hiding their symptoms, the small occurrences that pet owners can notice will oftentimes be able to let the diagnosis be affirmed. Otherwise, a regular exam with a veterinarian will not always show that. It's more of the slow symptoms that the pet owner is seeing that will tip the veterinarian off to the issue at hand. Because when the pet's in, they're not their relaxed self walking around their house. It is more difficult for a veterinarian to diagnose that without having that input from the owner. So that's why the owner is crucial in identifying joint disease in cats. So as a pet owner, any changes in your cat's normal behavior can definitely be a sign. And it's very difficult to realize that the cat is in pain. So their natural instinct is to hide and mask any signs of pain and weakness. Cats are hunters. They protect themselves against predators, and even pets that are inside cats still have that instinct. Cats with degenerative joint disease, they rarely limp. The disease usually occurs in the joints, in the both legs, the knees, and it differs greatly from arthritis. Even arthritis in dogs, where they can exhibit like more pain in maybe one leg and not the other. You may notice a limp. Discomfort in walking is easier to recognize in dogs. So definitely noticing the small signs. So signs that your pet may have degenerative joint disease. So you want to closely watch, and these things don't have to be all the time. They can be every once in a while. And it can be once or twice. Like the smallest of signs can be an extreme issue because, again, they don't show signs well. So decreased jumping, like going up and down off of things, high things like counters or couches. A lot of people think that they're just slowing down with age, and it's not necessarily the age. It's the pain from the joints. Difficulty or hesitation in going up and down stairs or steps. Stiffness, if the pet doesn't seem as relaxed and they're more stiff as they're walking or moving. Less active play and less play time. Even being withdrawn or hiding, or the opposite effect, an increased clinginess. Any kind of changes, if your pet is not at a certain level of affection on a daily basis, and then all of a sudden it's more clingy and more around you, they can be trying to tell you something in their own way. So definitely, you know, looking for abnormal changes in the affection and the way that they are around you. A decrease or an increase in grooming, that can kind of help pinpoint if they're increasing their grooming in a certain location. That can be a sign of pain. If they're not grooming as much, that can be a sign of pain because they're not feeling well enough to kind of maneuver around to do that. Also, is your cat running normally? Not that your cats run a huge amount, but like when pets exit the litter box, are they, after a pet goes to the bathroom and has a bowel movement, oftentimes they'll get that little, you know, extra pep in their step as they're jumping out, things of that. If that's slowing down, if they're having a harder time getting in and out of that litter box, that is a sign. And also, if they're starting to go to the bathroom outside of the litter box, that can be a sign that getting in and out of the litter box is a painful issue. And last but not least, chasing things, moving, playing, toys. If your pet plays with toys from time to time and then all of a sudden is not playing with toys as much, or they're simply just not being as active as they used to be, it's definitely a sign to talk to your vet about degenerative joint disease and feline arthritis. You never want to treat it at home with over-the-counter medications. You definitely want to talk to your veterinarian. You never want to include like things like ibuprofens or Tylenols or pain relievers to your pet. They can have serious issues with pets. So you definitely want to talk to your veterinarian. And degenerative joint disease can be, depending on the level of joint disease they have, can be helped and aided in a lot of different ways. There's different diets. Just by simply changing the food can aid in those joints. Different supplements out there, medications. So again, depending on the degree of degenerative joint disease your pet has, your veterinarian can and work with you with getting a supplement or aid for your pet that works out for your household. They have different ways of giving it. Some pets don't take things well in their food or don't take things well orally. You know, there's different things that you can kind of do to kind of work with your pet and work with that issue of pain.
This is great information. And a lot of times we may not recognize things. We aren't sure what it is. And so this actually has a name for itself, and it's very layered. And you're right. If you start to see things that are unusual about your cat, you need to talk to your vet as soon as possible to try to get some sort of supplementation or something to help them so that they are more comfortable.
And it's just amazing to me at the figures and the statistics that 92% of cats have joint disease. Wow. And these are not all senior cats.
Wow.
I mean, when you think about dogs, you have certain breeds that are more prone to arthritic issues, some of your larger working breeds, things of that nature. But that is, it's similar in cats. You have different breeds, you have different body types. And something that you kind of contribute to super old animals is so much more common, even in our younger cats, than it's recognized and talked about. And the fact that 92% of all cats already have it, and it's just not diagnosed, is, as a cat owner, when I saw those numbers, I immediately was like, oh my gosh, I think I've totally missed some of these signs in my own cat. And again, I worked at a veterinarian office for 23 years. You know what I mean? It's not like, see that. It's just not something in cats that everybody like stands out and like looks for a lot, because it is harder to diagnose in cats than it is in dogs. Because like I mentioned, when cats come in for their exam with their veterinarians, I mean, cats are statistically seen way less than our dogs are. And even if a veterinarian gets once a year visits with a cat, cats don't like to travel a whole lot. Sometimes they're not acting their normal self in a vet's office. And the number one way of diagnosing degenerative joint disease is by, you know, observing the small differences in activity in your pet. And that's going to be hard for your veterinarian to notice. So having the owners be educated and knowing what symptoms and signs to look for, and knowing that it doesn't have to be an everyday thing. It can be an every couple month occurrence, and it's still a sign that the issue is progressing.
Thanks for bringing this great information to us. And for kitty pet parents out, look for the signs. If you see any of this in your cat, no matter what the age, kind of like I said earlier, we tend to associate it with senior cats, but it's, after talking to you about this, Monica, it sounds like it's something that could be at any age. So if you see any of these symptoms, any changes in your cat's behavior, definitely check with your vet, and you could be your own cat's best advocate. I know that you have a special cat, you have different rooms. You have a cat room and a dog room, so they're not like interacting with each other. But I mean, cats get very apprehensive and very nervous going to the vets. They get nervous going anywhere once they're out of their house in a carrier. So that stress level's right there. So you have to be your cat's best advocate in like any of the issues. Please jot them down so that you can share them with your vet, because it'll just give more information so that you could address the issue sooner and with the right, whether it be diet, medication, supplementation, whatever it may be, that you'll have that, you'll be able to address it sooner than later. So, well, Monica, thank you so much. This is such a valuable tip, especially for our kitty pet parents out there. I hope that this helped them and to understand this, what their cat is going through. doesn't have to be a senior cat, can be something that could be worked on with your vet, but get there as soon as possible with the information. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next week. We'll be back in just a minute. Hello, everyone. Susan Marie and Miss Olive here to tell you about the award-winning three-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love. In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. And please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, an important, new, and innovative hydration product for your pets that you need to know about. Stay with us.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Award-winning Doggy Raid and Kitty Raid are delicious and refreshing low-calorie rehydration drinks for pets. Both beverages are isotonic drinks that utilize good hydration in cats and dogs. And with us today to tell us more about the raids is Dr. Ava Firth, Director of Research and Development in Tonicity International. Welcome to the show, Dr. Firth.
Hello, Susan. Please just call me Ava. That's fine. Or Dr. Ava, if you really want to get technical. But it's a pleasure to be here. And I'm looking forward to sharing some information with you about what I think is the coolest new product on the market.
Absolutely. It is. And we'll get into that in a minute. But you have a truly diverse background. You've been in veterinary medicine a number of years. And of course, now you're in a different realm of it, but you're still working to improve the lives of our pets. Can you please tell the listeners about yourself? Because your career has literally spanned the globe.
Sure. I never really planned to get around the world because I grew up on a small farm in northwestern Ohio and decided I wanted to be a vet when I was about 8. I was a farm kid. It was a pretty natural thing to think about. And I was lucky enough to be able to do well in school and get into vet school. And I spent 30 years pretty much as an emergency specialist. One of those people who's lucky enough to get paid to do what they love.
What is Tonicity and what is it that you do there?
Tonicity started about 6 years ago, building on the ideas we had, me and our chemist and another guy, about isotonic protein drink for first dogs and cats. And because my background is really critical care, emergency, trying to keep the dogs and cats ticking over while they recover from whatever injuries they've got. And we looked around, and back then, it's 2014, there was this huge epidemic diarrhea virus in pigs. And we said, well, if it works for dogs for parvo, will it work for pigs with diarrhea? And we kind of did the Laurel and Hardy double take and looked at each other and said, yeah, let's try it.
That's how these miracles start.
Yeah. So we formed a company, Tonicity, and put our pig products on the market. And it's now selling in like 50 countries around the world. And yeah, South America, North America, South Africa, Australia, Europe, China.
Wow. What is Doggy Raid? Because I feed my dogs, had been feeding my dogs like Pedialyte, my husband and I Gatorade when we need hydration, or maybe we've been sick and we need a little extra. But what exactly is Doggy Raid?
Doggy Raid takes the best out of all those. It takes the electrolytes that Pedialyte provides and the water that Pedialyte provides. Takes a great flavor. It's not orange flavored, it's chicken flavored, but that's the Gatorade concept. And then we put in some prebiotics into all the Raid family so that it's supporting gut health. And that's probably the biggest benefit we've got, really. And then, you know, it's just user-friendly. It tastes good. I don't know if your dogs actually like Pedialyte, but most dogs think it's pretty blah.
Yeah, it's not chicken flavored.
Yeah. And so we use natural ingredients. There's no artificial stuff, no artificial colors. And the cool thing is it's ready to drink. It comes in a little pouch, and you just pour it out into the bowl, and away you go. There's no mixing, no measuring. It's ready to drink.
I love
and
that.
And dogs pretty much love it.
And that, for us it. Pet parents, that's easy, and we could deal with that. Now, for people who may not be familiar, you talk about prebiotics. How important are prebiotics to our pet's gut health?
Well, let's first just say that dogs are very good at getting gastro.
Some, I know that
some
for a
version
fact.
Of vomiting. Yeah, some version of vomiting or diarrhea is the most common reason that dogs go to the vet for an acute illness. If you cross off the skin and the fleas and the itchy ears, vomiting and diarrhea is the top cause. Therefore, it's really important to utilize what's already available in your dog's intestine and your cat. And we do that by putting prebiotics in the product, which are a very stable molecule, and they are the favorite food of the good bacteria that are already present in the intestine. They're very stable. You don't have to refrigerate them. You know, we've got 2-year shelf life on the product, and that's fine. Whereas probiotics are the ones where you're actually trying to put new good bacteria in. So that's things like the bacteria and that's in yogurt, which have to be refrigerated, it's perishable, and those bacteria in probiotics have to compete for space, whereas we're just taking the ones that are already there, doing the right thing, and feeding them.
And that makes so much sense. And I think people sometimes get confused between probiotics and prebiotics. So that's thank you so much for explaining that. Now, you had said that there's electrolytes and micronutrients in it also. Can you tell us a little bit about that and the importance of that to our dogs and cats?
Sure. Dogs are mammals, just like people. They need a certain amount of salt in their bloodstream. Not much, 0.9% sodium chloride. But it's got to be there. And that's one thing that water won't bring in terms of trying to rehydrate. We and dogs will get rehydrated much more quickly if we're drinking a drink that has the right balance of salts and sugars. And Doggy Raid and Kitty Raid both have them.
We touched on this a little earlier. It's flavored. Does that make it a benefit? I mean, how does that benefit it? Because I think sometimes when we're trying to get our pets to rehydrate for whatever reason, if it's because they're ill or something else, sometimes it's just like they don't want to go to the water. So how does this benefit that?
Yeah. Well, this is born out of my career in trying to get sick dogs to drink something and sick cats. And you're right, they don't like water. I was in emergency practice for about 30 years, and I used to go out and get the cook chicken breast and make a broth, and I'd even go get Campbell's chicken soup sometimes. But and those aren't bad products, but what we've done is fortified Doggy Raid with exactly the amino acids that the intestine needs to run most efficiently.
And that's important that people know that, because though we want to rehydrate them, you're not only rehydrating them, you're rehydrating them with extra stuff that they need.
Yeah, the intestinal cells are very, very, very active, the cells that do all the work of the absorption. And they've got their own favorite food sources, not just sugar. And that's what we've put into Doggy Rain. And all the electrolyte, circling back to your first question, why is it important to have a good flavor? Well, Pedialyte's a great product, and there were other great products out there as well. But if the dog won't drink them more or less voluntarily, then they're pointless. So
yeah, you have to syringe it in their mouth, which isn't very good.
No, but most of the dogs we've tried will actually drink Doggy Raid voluntarily, even if they're feeling unwell. And the ones that are well, like they're going to take the packet out of your hand. As soon as they figure out what it is tomorrow, they're going to take the packet out of your hand.
Well, as a pet parent, I could tell you I'm really happy about that. I'd love to have them take it out of my hand. Now, how often can we give our pets Dog Aid? How often should it be administered?
It can be daily. Definitely can be daily. It's not a drug. You can't really overdose it. I recommend, you know, for a 20-pound dog, they should probably get about 4 ounces a day, which would be half of our 8-ounce pouch. Bigger dogs, just take it up a notch till you find that happy space where they seem to be not thirsty anymore, and you find that right balance. We've got recommendations on the package, but it's quite affordable. It's the introductory offer price, I think, is $18 for a pack of three of the 8-ounce pack. And if you buy a box of 10, I think then it goes down to about $4 per pouch. And that's on Amazon. That's the easiest place to find it right now.
Yeah. That's where we do all our shopping. Now, being such a beneficial source of hydration, and I think a lot of my listeners are into rescue and a lot of have senior pets. I know that my house, we do senior pets and special needs pets. Is this beneficial to dogs who may have some sort of kidney disease?
Absolutely. The most important thing about dealing with kidney disease is to keep that water intake up so that the kidneys can flush the toxins out into the urine. They have to have a certain amount of water to work with. And so by increasing the water intake, you increase that kidney processing power, and that's definitely going to help. There is no calcium in Doggy Raid or Kitty Raid, and there's very, very little phosphorus, which are the two minerals that are generally of concern mm-hmm. with kidney disease. So it's safe enough for that. I've done the math on it. And for a cat with kidney disease, we'd be adding 1/100th of their normal, actually 1/100th of a low phosphorus kidney diet. So we're not going to be endangering any cats or dogs that way.
We like that.
And this has been on the market in Hong Kong now for more than 12 months. And we've got good reports from owners that are telling us their senior dogs perk up, the rescue dogs start putting on weight. And we actually did a little trial for a month with about 30 owners and did fecal scoring, you know, looking at the consistency of the poo.
Yeah.
And like 85% of the owners reported that their dog's poo got better.
Wow. And as a pet parent, that's what my husband and I do every morning. We go, okay, did this one go normal? Okay, how is that one's looking? You know, and I talk to other people who are pet parents, and everyone watches their pets poo. So this is like, it's like a commonality among all of us. So this is good to know.
Yeah. And that's at least as important as hydration. Mm-hmm. That's at least as important, if not possibly more important. Sure. So Doggy Raid, it's kind of hard to categorize, and actually it's causing our marketing people some headaches because it ticks so many boxes. So it's a great hydration drink. It's great if your dog's been running around the woods being crazy and sweating and panting for a couple hours. You come home and you get some Gatorade. The dog comes home and gets some dog. So that's one use. The other use is supporting dogs with poop issues and supporting their intestinal health. The other use is supporting seniors who just maybe need a little bit of a pick-me-up. And last but definitely not least is the gut support. And everybody needs that pretty much every day.
Now, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about your award-winning, the Doggy Raid Pro. Can you tell us a little bit about that and the benefits of that and the difference of that between Doggy Raid?
Sure. Doggy Raid Pro is my original critical care formula, and it's fortified with even more of those amino acids that and more prebiotics that you need to support the intestine, especially when those first few days of illness when a pet is not wanting to drink or eat anything. And I found out the hard way that, you know, when a dog gets hit by a car, it comes into me. I can fix the collapsed lung. I can fix the lacerations. That's not hard. But if I leave their intestine empty for 3 days, then after they're feeling well enough to eat again, but their intestine's been empty for 3 days, the intestine goes, "You want me to do what?" So they're finally at the point where they want to eat, but their intestine's been stagnant for 3 or 4 days. So I found out and figured out that if I just sort of trickle feed them with something like Doggy Raid Pro for those first couple days, then it keeps the intestine, well, I think of it like watering the flowers. You know, those little intestinal cells are like little flowers. And if you water them every day, they stay alive. Otherwise, they just wilt.
Well, and that's a very good way of putting it, actually. Because I don't think when we think of the intestine, we think of that. So that's a great way to visualize that that's what we're doing. We're actually supporting it. And can healthy dogs drink Doggy Raid Pro?
Sure, they can. It definitely won't hurt them. Definitely won't hurt them. It's a bit more expensive. It's really focused through the veterinary channels for veterinarians to be able to give their clients and patients. But there's no law against it. And honestly, I've got a person here in England. I don't know if you told everybody, I'm actually calling in from Nottingham, England.
Yes, that's part of your globe spanning.
Yeah. So we've got a lady here in southern England who's a world champion sled dog racer, both snow and land dog sledding, and with huskies and these other dogs that are called graisters, who are very cool. And she's just using Doggy Raid Pro, not because they're sick, but because they need that extra boost. So I'm starting to think that it's the right choice for the working dogs and the hunting dogs and, you know, the search and rescue dogs, those kinds of even dogs, even though they're well, they're working hard and need that extra boost.
Like high performance, they need that to support them. So that's a great, and so many people have their dogs in search and rescue, or whether it be maybe a military dog or a police dog or something like that, that would help support them. That's great to know.
It's a very versatile range of products. That's all I was going to say. I think it'll suit most people for whatever situation they're in.
Where can listeners go to learn more about Doggy Raid and the other Raid products? Because it's not just for dogs, it's for cats. And you mentioned pigs. So there's other products out there. Where can they go to learn more about it? And where is it available?
Our website is doggyraid.com. DoggyRaid.com. And that'll land you on the main page. And from there, you can go for dogs or cats. And you'll see the different Doggy Raid, Kitty Raid, and Yummy Raid, as well as Doggy Raid Pro. So our website's there. In America right now, we're distributing through Amazon. There are other stores coming into the pipeline, but right now it's Amazon.com, and easiest if you just search by name, Doggy Raid or Kitty Raid.
And you know it's good. I mean, ordering it on Amazon, it has that long shelf life if it's unopened. So one thing I wanted to ask really quick, I know there's a 2-year shelf life unopened. Once we open it, and if they don't use the full container that day, what is the shelf life once it's opened?
You can keep it in the fridge for at least 3 days. I wrote the label and I put 3 days on it to be ultra cautious.
Yeah.
But in reality, you can keep it there for 4 or 5 days. It's like chicken soup, really, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty stable if you keep it chilled.
And I'm sure that they'll be drinking through it anyway. It's something that it's not, you're going to put it away and they're not going to have it again. You could give them to them the next day. Now, before we go, Dr. Ava, is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners more about Doggy Raid or any of your other products?
The take-home message is probably that it's a cross between Pedialyte and Gatorade, and it actually tastes good. And the other thing that I just want to flag up to listeners is that we are coming out with a digestive first aid kit, which will have packages of Doggy Raid Pro and our own special proprietary blend of bland food mix for all those times when your dog has an upset tummy. And we're also making a disaster preparedness kit that will just have a couple disposable bowls in it, the packages of Doggy Raid, and you know, having good water sources in the middle of a hurricane is always a challenge. So you'll be able to just keep this box on the shelf in your ready-to-go bag, and you'll know that your dog has something to drink that's healthy and safe.
Dr. Ev, you just hit like a note with me because I live in Hurricane Town. So, and I do shows every year on how to prepare not only yourselves. I mean, in California, we have wildfires. We have flooding in different parts. We have snow. But there's maybe times when you cannot get out and get things. And I have, for myself, for my family, shelf-stable food that has like a 25-year lifespan. But for pets, there's really nothing out there like that. So this disaster preparedness kit and the digestive first aid kit, they're very good for people who may not be able to get out during times, whether it be hurricanes or any disaster, and they need to have this for their pets as well as for themselves. When will the kits be available?
Early next year.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'd love to include this in my hurricane disaster plan show, that because I'm in Florida, though we're heard nationwide. We have from June till November, we live under, we don't know how many hurricanes we're going to get. And where we live, it's absolutely imperative that we have our kits ready and ready to go. So our portable crates, our food, our dog food. So what a great thing to do to be able to take this with us too. Wow.
Everybody wants that peace of mind, says, yep, I'm good to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dr. Ava, number one, thank you for calling in from England. We totally appreciate it. I believe in what you're doing. I believe in the products. I understand the importance of everything that is in it. And I'm sure that our listeners are very, very grateful for what you've done, all the work and the research you've done on this. So thank you for being our guest today and for sharing the benefits of Doggy Raid with our listeners. And thank you for all that you're doing to improve the quality of our pets' lives. Speaking for all pet parents out there listening, I thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan Marie. It's been an honor.
Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.